I went to Ghana 2 years ago with the trade justice movement, Christian Aid, and I went there to educate myself, to learn more and understand what is happening in countries like Ghana. I wanted to see for myself and bring that message home in my words, because sometimes a lot of people at home, they read newspapers and magazines, and what they see and what they hear, it goes over their head. They don't understand. Most striking for me when I went to Ghana is the amounts of food that are left on the side of the street to rot because of tariffs that have been put on exported produce, on the tariffs that have been dropped on the imported produce into the country. And these farmers are not allowed to subsidize. These governments are not allowed to subsidize the farmers. So frozen chicken exported from Holland is cheaper than the fresh chicken that is grown down the road. And it's incredibly important that people see this and understand this. For me, I think when people see that I have been given this this goodwill and this role as an ambassador, I think firstly this will open their eyes and hopefully their ears. It's a message that I've been trying to get across for the last 3 years, and please God, now that they see this as maybe another string to my bow in the bigger picture of trying to help so many million, 850 million people, not go to bed hungry and wake hungry. That's one of the steps. You know, I have been given so much. I have had so many fantastic opportunities. It is my duty, I feel, to give back and to try and make a difference. And, you know, yes, we do concerts and we do films and it goes out on television. But the message we're trying to get across to people is, you know, to people on the streets, it's up to them. They have a voice. Speak to your politicians. Lobby your politicians, write letters, whatever it may be. They're the ones that can really make the difference at the end of the day.